code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 18th of December 2008. There's always newcomers coming in for the first time. I advise them to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download, if possible, as many of the talks I've given in the past as they possibly can, because you never know. You just never know when we'll lose it or we'll get pulled or whatever. And when information is gone, it's gone. It's zap. It's finissimo. And you'll never get it back again. And understanding the big picture is of vital importance to make any sense at all of the changes we're going through today, how we got here, who's guiding it, and how we're guided truly by hundreds of NGOs that appear in little obscure write-ups in newspapers, and how it sinks into us that we're being directed, and we should go along with their directions. That's how it's portrayed to us by the mainstream media. These are private organizations that are truly not independent of each other. They're all working together towards the same common goal. And it's not too pleasant, really, when you look at it. From their point of view, they think they're doing the world a favor. They want to truly depopulate all the unfit off of the face of the earth and have it all to themselves, all the better types of genes, and they'll have all the space and they'll be able to live forever and ever and use the resources wisely, sustain themselves. Also look into alanwattsentientsentinel.eu and you can download transcripts of these talks, print them up and they're done in the various languages of Europe, and pass them around to your friends. Information truly is the most vital thing you can possibly have these days. And that is why there's always been a war as to what information prevails. The mainstream media have had it their way for so long, and they've had us all trained from school and onwards to believe that everything they give us is the God's gospel truth. Most folk never ever question it. They don't even reason through the process. They don't even ask themselves, how come? These are official sort of organizations, these main news companies, very, very official in a sense, but they're still privately owned. Privately owned by what? By the power elite, by those who have already established the system and who rule over the system. You don't have to be. In fact, the people who rule over the system are not involved in politics. They just place the politicians in, but they're not really involved themselves. They plan on a much, much higher long-term level. And when you go in to do any search on the organizations that have the ear of governments, remember, government's main job, really, never mind what they tell us or portray themselves as, their main job is to sign into law those laws which will affect us and all of our actions in everyday life. Therefore, those who tell them what to do, all the big lobbying companies, and you better believe it, there are big foundations as well, and non-governmental organizations which lobby full-time to get the government's ear, and they do get the government's ear. The average citizen cannot get that kind of meeting, even with writing to them and calling and so on. It might take you a year or 2 years before one minor bureaucrat will listen to what you have to say. But the lobbyists get instant access, and because they already have some kind of strange official standing, that Masonic word again, standing in society or the community, whenever they speak, they're listened to by these politicians who know that there is an organization above all of this that runs it through these organizations. They run the whole system. And I'll be back with more after the following messages with more of this topic.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, discussing the fact that the people, general population, don't sway the course of politics and decision-making by the politicians, but it is done by the big lobbying crowds and the foundations that fund them, and also the non-governmental organizations that are interwoven across the planet and who are funded by these big foundations, who steer the whole world in a particular direction. And they've been doing this for an awful, awful long time. This whole sustainability project was started a long time ago, and written about much, much earlier, in fact. And as far back as the 1800s, the big rich people of the world and their clubs, as they called them then, we're discussing sustainability and the future. They were also into eugenics and discussed quite openly who should live, who should die, what kind of genes should be passed on, and so on. They also knew they needed a type of worker for the industrial era, which they understood would come to an end, and pretty well accurately when, and that those workers would be then disposable. They would have no more purpose. And it's no coincidence that since the handover of technology and the sponsoring, the paying of factories to move over to China to deindustrialize the West, it is no coincidence that the howl started at the same time about sustainability and overpopulation. aimed primarily at the West. And if you go back into all of the predictive programming we were given, the predictive programming, remember, is mainly fiction, novels, movies, series on television, which are all meant to get into your mind when you are relaxed and your guard is down, to get into your mind a possibility of a direction in the future, which will happen in your lifetime. And at the time as you're watching it, if you were to take someone away from TV or drag them away from TV, as you really have to do, and say, do you really believe that will happen? They say, no. And sure enough, you'll see it introduced into your life gradually, and you'll see that same person accept it quite naturally, because they've already been downloaded with the possible idea of it. You see, if you're sitting at a lecture, you can say, yes, I agree with this, I disagree with that, in your own mind. But when you're being entertained, that sensor part, that discriminatory part of your brain is down, the shield is down, and you're concentrating on the plot, whatever human plot they push into a movie, you don't realize you're being programmed too, with the whole theme, which is generally futuristic but not too far off, and massive changes coming your way, and they show you what kind of changes they're talking about. So when it happens in reality, you'll come to the conclusions, well, I guess this was somehow all inevitable. And that's called predictive programming. That's why the Hollywood directors and writers are given so much money. So they're paid such big bucks because they have a very important task. And that's the directing and guiding the culture and the direction of society. Plato talked about 2,300 years ago how important the culture industry was to controlling people and guiding them on behalf of the elite. And one of the movies that came out many years ago with Robert Duvall was called THX 1138. It showed a society where people were drugged constantly, and they were monitored and watched everywhere they went, even in the bathroom. Even their drug cabinet had cameras in it. They had to give urine samples throughout the day to ensure they were taking their drugs. And there were higher echelons of workers watching all the lower workers and monitoring their biorhythms and everything else. At the time, people thought, well, that will never happen. What a horrific show. Now, the writer of that book did not come up with that scenario himself, because it had been discussed long prior to that, again, by people like Huxley, Aldous Huxley, in the 1930s, who never changed his attitude towards the drugging of society. He was still going on about it in the 1960s. And I have the talk he gave at Berkeley in the 60s, and touched on that very, very topic. He says, well, what's wrong about drugging society? They're not terribly happy anyway. What's wrong? Meaning, if the superior ones decide what drugs they should be pushed on them and to be made to take, as long as they were happy. You see, you understand their point of view and how they see humanity. They see humanity as just a collection of animals. They do see themselves, of course, as the most evolved types of those animals. So whenever they're talking about that, it's not really inclusive of themselves. It's about them, you know, those ones down there they're talking about. And he said quite confidently, they're not terribly happy anyway. And it's true, because you look at society, and there's nothing real in it. The whole culture, the whole structure of society was made. You were born into it. And who designed it? Someone did design it. It didn't just evolve by itself, as they'd like you to believe. Culture has always been of prime concern of those who rule, to those who rule. So they make sure you're given the proper culture for the proper time that you live in. And it's always been that way. But as I say, Huxley and others talked about the necessity to drug society. As long as they were happy, the animals would be happy, and that was all that mattered to them. To them, it was very simple. Make the animals happy and use whatever means to do so. Then you can do whatever with them as you wish to. Huxley also got turned on when he talked about his work at Tavistock, when they were inserting wires into mental patients' brains at the time to make them alter their behavior or make them turn and move like a robot. And here you are, pulling the strings as a guy in a white coat. That really excited him. What they could do with that, with the human animals, really, really amazed him. And getting back to predictive programming, you see, we've had so much of this predictive programming, and I'll touch on the fact that the U.S. Psychiatric Association, many years ago, and the British one, they were heavily involved in pre-World War II eugenics programs, because the whole psychiatry is based on defective genes and hereditary illnesses. They came out at the same time as the embryo of the geneticists, with the same theme, that everything was due to inherited genes, including intellect. And it's very simple. If you see humanity as a bunch of animals, how do you improve the stock of humanity? Well, you eliminate those with the defective genes. Very, very simple. But what do you do with the public in the process of eliminating them? Just make them happy as they're all dying off. Very, very simple. There's nothing complicated about this. But what the elite always depend upon is a class of intellectuals. And what they mean by an intellectual is not someone with original thought. It's simply someone who's been put into prominence by having so many degrees in a certain area and being pushed to the top and churning out a few books that are guaranteed to be successes by those behind the author who will push it and make it so. And I've read studies before where they show you that the easiest people to influence along political correctness, no matter what the part of the agenda is, global warming, whatever it is, the easiest ones to influence are the better educated, because they have an even stronger need to belong to their peer group, a strong need to be accepted. Therefore, whatever is in the little parties and get-togethers, whatever conversations are in, they will parrot them, without question. They want to belong. Therefore, the intellectual groups, as they call themselves, are used heavily with all the non-governmental organizations, the so-called professional type people. And I'm going into this particular area of drugging society, because we've had years and years of a psychiatric association actually saying that most of society is mentally ill. And what they meant by that was we held on to what they called antiquated ideals. One was religion. Now you're okay if you accept the New Age types of religions. That's okay. But if you hang on to the old religions, you're mentally ill. That was one point. If you believed in family and having a mate for life, there was something wrong with your head. And they wrote about this in great detail. You should read The Human Agenda, put out by one of their protégés. This was also echoed by people like John Dewey, who set up the American Educational Association and set up his mandate a long, long time ago. So where are we going with the drugs, the drugging of society? Look at all of the promotions we've had to get society on drugs of one kind or another. If you're upset, take a drug. If you're depressed, don't get to the root cause of the depression, or even if it's reactive. No, just take a pill. In other words, every side effect of a happening in your life was of no relevance whatsoever as to the cause. Just take a pill to get rid of it, like getting rid of warts. So now your emotions now are just like warts. You have good ones and bad ones, good skin and bad warts. Just get rid of the bad warts. And that's what the drugging is all about. And we go into this to do with non-governmental organizations to see how they're pushing the drugs to drug the whole of society. And eventually be done by law. We'll be back with more after this break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix into the area of the mind and how the big boys, and I mean big boys, want to control the mind of every single individual. Because after all, we're not using it, are we? The old joke was that even in an age where organs are so freely available, the most expensive one is the brain. The reason being, when they put them on sale, it says brain for sale, transplant. Like new, hardly been used. That's the big joke. But here these guys are, want to drug the whole of society. You know, these better types, these ones who've had an education and joined the right circles, who are funded and backed by the big companies, including the big pharma companies, that want them to push this stuff, and they're doing it quite willingly. So here's one organization that's dealing with this. Now that we've had years and years of tranquilizers being pushed out. I can remember when they pushed out the tranquilizers across Europe, aimed mainly at the British housewife or the French housewife and so on. And they started with the Valiums and Libriums. They used to call them Mother's Little Helper. And they all got hooked on them. And for 20-odd years, 25 years, the makers of Valium, for instance, kept denying, and because they have so much inputs into the education of up-and-coming doctors, they trained them to say that it was all in the mind. And the doctors believed it too, even though they were seeing people coming in and having convulsions in the emergency room when they were trying to get off the Valium. Valium's a severe drug. It takes up to 2 to 5 years to leach out of your body once you stop it, because it lays itself down inside the long bones of the body. That was all known before they launched it on the market. But that's the power of them. They can keep it all quiet until it's all in your head for 25 or more years. But it doesn't stop them. And it's not just because they're greedy. There's an agenda here. You control society through big, real corporations. They're all integrated with the control of society. This article here ties in with the THX 1138 scenario. Because now that they've had us all so used to drugs and so on, and so many children are now on Ritalin and other kinds of drugs, it's time for the next step and try to get the rest of society in on the act. And this is from Nature. It's called simply Nature, published online 7th of December 2008. It says, towards responsible use of cognitive enhancing drugs by the healthy. And it's put out, these are the people who are on, I guess, the panel that put this thing together. Henry Greeley, Stanford Law School, California. Barbara Sahakian is at the Department of Psychiatry, University of Cambridge, and MRC-Wellcome Trust Behavioral and Clinical Neuroscience Institute, Cambridge, UK. I wonder if that's a Wellcome pharmaceutical company that's backing that. It keeps cropping up all the time. John Harris is at the Institute for Science, Ethics, and Innovation, and again, Wellcome Strategic Program in the Human Body, Its Scope, Limits, and Future, University of Manchester, Oxford Road, Manchester. Ronald C. Kessler is at Harvard Medical School, Department of Healthcare Policy. This is healthcare policy. Boston, Massachusetts. Michael Gazzaniga is at the SAGE Center for the Study of Mind. SAGE Center, very nice, isn't it? For the Study of Mind, University of California, Santa Barbara, California. Philip Campbell is at Nature, 4 Crane Street, London, I guess is the organization, Nature. And then Martha J. Farah is at the Center for Cognitive Neuroscience, University of Pennsylvania. So here's what they put out here in the abstract. It says, society must respond to the growing demand for cognitive enhancement. Did you know there was a growing demand for it? The last we heard of it was fairly recently, and I've read it on the air too, that the military have been into this for a while, to drug the troops to make them more efficient, and also have put out drugs there to wipe out memories of slaughtering people so they'll feel better about themselves. But they might go for the whole society. Cognitive enhancement, apparently people are crying out for it. See, that response must start by rejecting the idea that enhancement is a dirty word, argue Henry Greeley and colleagues. Remember they started with enhancement. I think it was to do with breast implants. They called it enhancement. Then they jumped from there to all kinds of other enhancements. And again, enhancement, you see, is it's gonna, again, that's got a nice fuzzy feel to it. Enhancement is a good thing. It's like social. We're all social creatures until you put it with socialism. So they use these terms for something really that's rather ominous in reality. Today on university campuses around the world, students are striking deals to buy and sell prescription drugs such as Adderall and Ritalin. Not to get high, but to get higher grades, to provide an edge over their fellow students, or to increase in some measurable way their capacity for learning. These transactions are crimes in the United States punishable by prison. Many people see such penalties as appropriate and consider the use of such drugs to be cheating, unnatural, or dangerous. Yet one survey estimated that almost 7% of students in the U.S. universities have used prescription stimulants in this way, and that on some campuses up to 25% of students had used them in the past year. And I think that's the music coming in. Is it? Yeah, it is. It's coming in little bits. I'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hello, I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. I'm trying to point out the way that the agenda is introduced to society, at least the idea of it. And this is only the follow-up to the initial indoctrinations, which are through mainly fiction. They're always showing the Superman type, whether it's to do with having chips implanted in you, or cyborg parts, or whatever. Now it's drugs as well. This is the whole agenda you see coming together from its different quadrants. And these experts, you see, these professional people, these intellectual people, who all have seem to have some sort of backing from the pharma agencies, have decided in their wisdom that because so many students, apparently, and of course they don't show you the studies, they just tell you what these studies, if they ever existed, happen to be. It says up to 25% of students had used these drugs in the past year. Now, if 25% of students had stuck cocaine into their arms, would that make it okay? Because that's how they use this argument here. These student trends are early adopters of a trend that is likely to grow, and indications suggest they're not alone. In this article, we propose actions that will help society. See, we're going to be helped because we're too dumb and stupid to know what's good for us, to help us accept the benefits of enhancement, given appropriate research and evolved regulation. Prescription drugs are regulated as such, not for their enhancing properties, but primarily for considerations of safety and potential abuse. Still, cognitive enhancement has much to offer individuals and society, and a proper societal response will involve making enhancements available while managing their risks. paths to enhancement. Love paths, you say. Many of the medications used to treat psychiatric and neurological conditions, and here's the spin on it, also improve the performance of the healthy. Have you walked through a psychiatric hospital? Have a gander. Have a gander through it. You can get in. And ask to see the people who've been there for quite a few years. And you'll see them with a little fantasine hops and different strange way they walk and the little trumpeting sounds and movements of the mouth they make and the trombone tremors they call them. The tongues are always going. These are all side effects of the use of these drugs. But here they say this will improve the performance of the healthy. The drugs most commonly used for cognitive enhancement at present are stimulants, mainly Ritalin, which is an amphetamine. Speed, you see, it's speed. It says, and Adderall, and are prescribed mainly for the treatment of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is, again, one of these new things that just came out of the blue. They don't know why it happened. We didn't have it before, then we had it. And I've even got a good documentary here where you see the panel of psychiatrists at their annual meeting where they put these names into the psychiatric book. They decide it's going to be a disorder or not. And they asked the main character who'd advocated it to explain what it was. And the clock kept going round and round and he couldn't tell you. It's so darn vague. But they've got half the children on it. It says here, because of their effects on the catecholamine system, these drugs increase executive functions in patients and most healthy, normal people, improving their abilities to focus their attention, manipulate information and working memory, and flexibly control their responses. These drugs are widely used therapeutically. Oh, it's therapeutic doping. You see? It's therapy. You can dope them for therapy, therapeutic reasons. It says, with rates of ADHD in the range of 4-7% amongst U.S. college students using DSM criteria, this is their descriptions for is it a disease or not, or do they actually have this thing, this ADHD, and stimulant medication, the standard therapy, there are plenty of these drugs on campus to divert to enhancement use. Then it goes on, towards responsible use of cognitive enhancing drugs by the healthy. Adderall is one of several drugs increasingly used to enhance cognitive function. A newer drug, modafinil, or also called Provigil, has also shown enhancement potential. Modafinil is approved for the treatment of fatigue caused by narcolepsy, sleep apnea, that's when your breathing is improper when you're asleep, and you probably won't sleep at all when you're on it, that's just a thing, and shift work sleep disorder. It is currently prescribed off-label for a wide range of neuropsychiatric and other medications or medical conditions involving fatigue, as well as for healthy people who need to stay alert and awake when sleep-deprived, such as physicians on night call. Are they telling us here that the docs on night call are all on speed? That's just what they're saying here. As well as for healthy people who need to stay alert and awake when sleep-deprived. In addition, laboratory studies have shown that modafinil enhances aspects of executive function in rested healthy adults, particularly inhibitory control. Unlike Adderall and Ritalin, however, modafinil prescriptions are not common, and the drug is consequently rare on the college black market. Well, what a shame, eh? This is what I'm telling you, what a shame. But anecdotal evidence and a reader survey both suggest that adults sometimes obtain modafinil from their physicians or online for enhancement purposes. Does that mean we've got a lot of crooked physicians out there that just dish this stuff out when they're asked? What are they saying here? A modest degree of memory enhancement is possible with the ADHD medications just mentioned, as well as with medications developed for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, such as Aricept. Now, what they're not mentioning at all here are the side effects of any of these drugs. Every drug out there on the market has a side effect, or more than one often. And people who are trying to get off of speed, they crash. And they become very aggressive at times as they're coming off of it and do incredible things to people around about them. But that's not even mentioned here. Because they'll eventually go into the next part, which will be to counterbalance it with tranquilizers. Now, what they used to call that uppers and downers, the cycle that people used to go through that tried this back in the, even in the 50s, in the 60s and 70s. They were in a constant cycle of popping uppers and then downers, downers to get them asleep again. It says here, the ones such as Alzheimer's disease, such as Aricept, which raise levels of acetylcholine in the brain. Several other compounds with different pharmacological actions are in early clinical trials, having shown positive effects on memory in healthy research subjects. It's too early to know whether any of these new drugs will be proven safe and effective, but if one is what is, it will surely be sought by healthy, middle-aged and elderly people contending with normal age-related memory decline, as well as by people of all ages preparing for academic or licensure examinations. Human ingenuity has given us means of enhancing our brains through inventions such as written language, printing, and the internet. This is how they always try to get you to accept something. Even the brain chip, they'll say, well, you know, an artificial leg is a prosthesis. You know, false teeth is prosthetic. So what's wrong with using this little chip here and sticking it in your brain? That's how they jump from this to this to this. Same idea. So from writing, the written language, printing, and the internet, they're saying drugs should be used as well. I personally can't get the connection. Since most authors of this commentary are teachers and strive to enhance their minds of their students, both by adding substantive information and by showing them new and better ways to process that information. And we're all aware of the abilities to enhance our brains with adequate exercise, nutrition, and sleep. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You'll be doing lots of exercise and you should get yourself on speed, amphetamines, and you'll have a hell of a job getting to sleep. Since the drugs just reviewed along with newer technologies such as brain stimulation and prosthetic brain chips should be viewed in the same general category as education, good health habits, and information technology, ways that our uniquely innovative species tries to improve itself. Of course, no two enhancements are equivalent in every way, and some of the differences have moral relevance, no kidding. For example, the benefits of education require some effort at self-improvement, whereas the benefits of sleep do not. Enhancing by nutrition involves changing what we ingest and is therefore invasive in a way that reading is not. The opportunity to benefit from internet access is less equitably distributed than the opportunity to benefit from exercise, but cognitive enhancing drugs require relatively little effort, are invasive, and for the time being are not equitably distributed. They can't do it equally, just hand them out, because there's this darn thing in the way called law and stuff like that. But none of these provides reasonable grounds for prohibition. Drugs may seem distinctive among enhancements in that they bring about their effects by altering brain function, but in reality, so does any intervention that enhances cognition. Recent research has identified beneficial neural changes engendered by exercise, nutrition, and sleep, as well as instruction and reading. In short, cognitive-enhancing drugs seem morally equivalent to other, more familiar enhancements. So getting stoned and drugged and hyper is equivalent to having a jog along some pathway or reading a book. This is what you get when you put these prunes through educational courses, and they really do believe that they're superior. I think we've all met in our lives people in work situations and so on that have swallowed all this. They truly believe they are superior beings because they've read all the right books and gone through their courses at college or university. And here's where they go with it. Here's where they go with it. They all become little Hitlers and form their little associations, and they think that they know better how society should be run rather than people in society themselves. This article says, many people have doubts about the moral status of enhancement drugs for reasons ranging from the pragmatic to the philosophical, including concerns about short-circuiting personal agency and undermining the value of human effort. Cass, for example, has written of the subtle, but in his view, important differences between human enhancement through biotechnology and through more traditional means. Such arguments have been persuasively rejected. And then I give you an example here. Three arguments against the use of cognitive enhancement by the healthy quickly bubbled to the surface in most discussions. That is cheating, that it is unnatural, and that it amounts to drug abuse. No kidding, it amounts to drug abuse. Well, isn't it drug abuse? What is the definition of drug abuse? It's something else we should really get into a debate about. But you know, our whole society, people don't even realize that the Olympic Games tie into all of this. Because the Olympic Games, people think, were established to bring people together from all across the world in sport. Again, anything that was to be global would help drive the agenda. But there was another main reason, too. Because when they were brought out, it was also to do with the attempt to create the Superman. Go back into its history. And we've had our whole lives long how they're all cheating and using drugs to run a bit faster than the guy next to them, doing amazing things to make it happen, and suffering the consequences along the way later in life. So we've all been conditioned through different means that drugs, all these drugs are good for us, and all these pharma companies are good for us. You have to go in to the whole eugenics movement to understand what this is all about. You have to go into the history of psychiatry to know what this is all about, because it was founded on the premise of unhealthy genes and the fit and the unfit. It was also premised on the need that most folk are simply below par. They're too inadequate. Most common people have not evolved enough. They have defective genes in them. And psychiatry came out with the intention initially to reshape the world. Look into its history. You'd be astonished at what was said back then. I got all the old tapes, in fact, of the early psychiatrists who belonged to the Eugenics Association, boasting about as they get rid of the unhealthy genes and get all these unhealthy elements out of society, they would then concentrate on breeding Superman. This was happening in England and in the US before it was happening in Nazi Germany. Although most psychiatrists in Germany did join the Nazi Party because their philosophies were so much the same. So, I'll leave that link up on the site when I'm finished tonight's show. We'll go to the callers now, and we'll go to Dave from California. Are you there, Dave?
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Good to talk to you again. You always cover so much ground. I had a question for you about the 30-year riots that you mentioned with Alex Jones the other day, but I'd like to make a brief comment on Aldous Huxley.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if I'm not mistaken, that speech you refer to is the one called The Ultimate Revolution, and it was in 1963 at the University of Berkeley. Is that correct?
Yes, on my site, that one.
Oh, cool. Okay. And he said in that, I'm paraphrasing, that he felt we were already far down the road to Brave New World in 1963.
Yeah.
And also that he also commented a little bit on the ease of hypnotizing 20% of the population of the world. Mm-hmm. Be literally hypnotized with the snap of a finger.
Yeah.
And that 60% could be hypnotized given greater or lesser amounts of effort, and there were 20% who could not be hypnotized.
That's right. That's what he said, yeah.
Yes, and I'm thinking that probably that scale has slid more toward the ease of hypnosis with all the television that people
have. I'm certain it has, absolutely, yeah.
Right. Anyway, George W. Bush said, you can fool some of the people all the time, and those are the ones you want to concentrate on, thinking mm-hmm. that might be that 20% he was talking about.
Yeah.
But the 30-year riots, do you see us perched on the beginning of the 30-year riots now, and what comes after that?
after it, they hope to have stabilized the population in the world. I was going through, in fact, I'll read it tomorrow night probably, an army defense document and projected global populations by the year 2030. And they've got every nation with charts down in this particular survey, and they see the drastic decline after 1930, after 2030 across the whole planet, including China. And they give all the reasons as to the whys. And they already said that, that Europe already is beyond sustainable reproduction limits as far as the original peoples go. So this is all tied together, absolutely. But they're also going into to create the new type of man on the way as we're all dying off, and that's the genetically enhanced type that will serve them better. I'll be back with more of this after this break.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio-blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the Matrix. And look, Derek from New Hampshire there. Are you there, Derek?
Alan? Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not so bad.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I just wanted to mention a little bit about the books that you mention often on on your show there.
Uh-huh.
I just recently got The Next Million Years through the library. You know, if you go to the library, chances are they won't have it, but maybe another library within the state will have it, and they'll send it.
Interlibrary loan. Yeah, you can get a loan. Yeah.
Yeah, those are great. I've read Between Two Ages and another book from there. In that method, but in that Next Million Years, he talks openly about domestication of us,
That's correct, yeah.
And keeping them themselves like wild.
That's right.
They stay preserved, but yeah, it's, I just want to let your newer listeners know that these books are still out there. I mean, I found a copy of Between Two Ages for $1 at a flea market.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you look on some of these sites, and you know they're selling for $400. Or maybe they're not selling. Maybe they're just sitting there.
Yeah, they're sitting waiting to see someone will grab it for that money. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But.
But people, you're right. And also, people do neglect the library.
And right. Yeah. And the library.
Yeah, if you're going to wait
place.
A month or so, they can go and they can do a search and bring it from somewhere else and to you. Sure.
Yeah. Donate them. You know, give them like $3, $5, whatever you got. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And but also these books are if you're having a hard time understanding, and if you can, like you say, stay awake during the book. And you know, try and get to those gems.
Yeah.
It's going to come together an awful lot quicker instead of.
It does, and then you also see that this man isn't speaking just on his own behalf. He's speaking for massive, huge organizations that were up and running in his day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely get out there and hit like I hit all the antique stores, and I found half a dozen copies of Brave New World Revisited.
Yes.
Which you can still get that brand new. But
yes.
If you're going to pay 50 cents, why not pay 50 cents?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to mention a predictive programming book I just stumbled upon. It's sci-fi. It's John Christopher's Tripods trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right in there, they talk about the world about 100 years after today.
Yes.
And how it's these giant tripods, which I only see them as like the cell towers, really,
mm-hmm.
except they're mobile. But everybody is capped with like a mesh thing on their head, which would be the brain.
And that's exactly what Arthur C. Clarke, one of the big authorized sci-fi writers, put in his last book. I think it was 3001, his very last novel. They have this little ring on their heads, and they're all connected with each other, and no one can do anything independently and all the rest of it, yeah.
Yeah, and a side note, too, I read The Profiles of the Future by Arthur C. Clarke, and he talks about weather control by 2010.
Yes, he was up there. He didn't dream this stuff up himself. He was a member of the Futurist Society, mm-hmm. and the big boys gave him the information like they do with them all and tell him to write a story around it. And the youngsters, it's very enticing. You lap it up, and you don't realize you're being programmed to expect this happening in your life, and it's all quite natural. Yeah,
these Tripods books are they're geared toward the adolescent crowd, and they go into, like, a big part of it is there's the annual games, which reminds me of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And the winners go in to serve happily the tripods in their cities, their great cities.
Yes.
And another great book by John Christopher. It's called The Guardians, and it's
that
it's,
is a, yeah I've seen that one.
It's
yeah.
a great one. They have the habitat areas and inbreeding and all that.
That's right. They've got it all there because the future's already written out for us if we go along with it.
Yeah, we can.
So that's the end of the show for tonight, and in comes the music. So from about 25 below up here in Ontario, Canada, from Hamish myself, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.